Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Klal Amar B'Maaseres. Chazal taught a general rule regarding Maaseres. Now, when Maaseres are used, the term Maaseres generally is used, when it's used in this Masechta, it's referring to all different portions that are separated and given away. Not only the three types of Maaseres, which are Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, and Maaser Ani, but also Truma as well is referred to as by Maaseres in this, generally in this Masechta. And the Mishnah begins, a general rule was taught regarding Maaseres. Kol shehu eichel, anything that's a food that's normally eaten by people, v'nishmar, and it's protected by the one who owns it, he protects it from other people coming to take it, v'gidula min ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground, chaya b'maaseres, it's obligated in Maaseres. So there's three requirements. It has to be edible, something that people guard, and it grows from the ground. V'ayt klal achar amru, another rule was said about Maaseres. Kol shetchilasei eichel, v'seifei eichel, anything that's food, it's edible, from the beginning of its growth and at the end of its growth. Afal pishu shaymrei lahaysef eichel, even though generally he waits and lets it grow bigger on the plant until it gets bigger and then there'll be more of that food to eat, chayev katan begadol, he's going to be obligated to give maaser whether he picks it when it's small or whether he picks it when it's large. An example of this are like leafy vegetables that are edible even when they're small and they just begin to grow, but a person waits generally until they grow larger so there'll be more of that leafy vegetable. But if he would pick it when it's still small, he would be obligated in maaser because it's edible at that time. V'chol she'ein tchilas ha'echol, but anything that's not in the beginning fitting to eat, aval seifa eichel, but eventually later on at the end of the stage it becomes fitting to eat, einichayv achias eichel, he's not obligated to maaseres until after it's fully developed, it becomes edible, and then it's picked. Such as fruit when they first, the flower and then buds and a small fruit starts to form, it's not edible yet until it grows bigger, so until it's fully developed and then picked, it's not going to be obligated in Maaser. Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah now goes through specific types of fruits when they become obligated in Maaser. Me'emasai haperes chayaves b'maaseres. When are these fruit obligated in Maaseres? From what stage? Hata'enem figs mishiav chilu. When they begin to ripen, which the Rav, quoting from the Gemara, says that this is when the tips start turning white. Ha'anavim v'avashim, these are grapes, and avashim are another type of lower quality grapes. These grapes, mishehivishu, once they've ripened to the point that the skin becomes transparent and you can see the seeds through the skin. And the Rav says once one grape on the cluster has reached that stage, the entire cluster becomes obligated in Maaseres. Ha'oig, which is a type of cherry, v'atusim, which is a berry. In Ivrit, tusim are strawberries, but over here the Art Scroll translates tusim as mulberries. These berries, mishe adimu, when they turn red, that's the enough of a ripening process that now they're going to be obligated in Maaser. And the Mishnah says, v'chol adumim, and all red fruit, mishe adimu, from when they turn red, then they're obligated in Maaser. Harimainim pomegranates misha yimasu, when he's able to crush it with his fingers, the seeds. When they're soft enough that he's able to crush the seeds with his fingers, it's now ripe enough to be obligated in Maaser. Hatmarim, dates, misha yatilu sa'ar, when they get the appearance of sourdough. Sourdough, as it ferments, the surface starts cracking. So too the date, as it ripens, the surface starts getting bumps and ridges similar to that of the surface of the sourdough. So when it starts looking like the sourdough, the date is now ripe enough that it's obligated to Maaser. Ha'afarsikin, peaches, mishiatil gidim, when they start getting red streaks along the peach, they are now ripe enough to be obligated to Maaser. Ha'agayzim, walnuts, mishiyasu magura, from when they become a storehouse, which means the flesh of the nut inside the shell. It originally starts off stuck to the outer shell, And as it gets ripe, the flesh of the nut separates from the shell, and it becomes loose within the hard shell outside. And then it's like a storehouse that's storing this loose nut inside of it. So when it reaches that stage of ripeness, that the flesh is now loose from the outer shell, and it's like a storehouse, it is now obligated in Maisers. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'agayzim, the walnuts are from a different stage. Ha'agayzim ashkedim, both walnuts and almonds, mishiyasu klipa, when they get a thin, klipa is a thin peel around them. This is not referring to the harder shell. Almonds and walnuts both have a harder shell and a fleshy nut in the inside, but they also have a thin layer that covers the fleshy nut. In between the nut and the outer shell, almonds have a dark brown, thin papery layer over the white flesh of the nut. When that thin layer is formed over the nut, the flesh of the nut, then it's now ripe enough to be obligated in Maisers, according to Reb Yehuda.